I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Talking both Lions and Tigers today, as one would expect, given that we are at Detroit Lions training camp. And our football coverage here on 97.1 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, so before the show, we speculated that the Dolphins might be bouncing back today, and they are. We've also seen now three separate fights.
Oh, yeah.
One was a heck of a Donnybrook involving Dan Skipper. The other, with the Lions defense, there's been quite a bit of pushing and shoving with the Dolphins offense.
Rock Yacin for the Lions, the defensive back, he was getting into it. And getting into it with offensive linemen. Like, these linemen are doing a good job, at least for the Dolphins, of continuing to block downfield.
Yeah.
And that is taking some players have taken umbrage with that.
Yeah.
I think the Dolphins are also upset because they see 97 in the backfield on a consistent basis. I mean, Hutch is always there.
Yeah.
The other side, watching the Lions offense, it's a well-oiled machine.
They were
doing goal line stuff, and it was taking candy from a baby. Goff throwing it. He threw one pass to David Montgomery, easy touchdown. Another pass to Jameson Williams, easy touchdown. And there's some jawing going out there. I mean, J-Mo's been jawing both days. And he's continuing to jaw, and obviously what's going on the defensive side. It's a very spirited practice, as we thought it would be.
Yep, and, yeah, probably the number one takeaway when I'm walking away from here, when we're done this week, it's a reminder, because we haven't gotten that reminder this year because we haven't seen the starters. It's a reminder. This offense is really good.
It is.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And it's really good, and they got different pieces in there on the offensive line, but it doesn't stop the offense from running well. And they're doing a great job. I've talked to two former Detroit Lions in the last 2 days. Both have had a same comment. Yesterday was William Gay, the defensive lineman, and said, "Man, no fights."
Yeah.
As he's, you know, leaving, there were a couple fights that happened right at that point. Rob Rubick just came by, and he said, "Hey, any fights yet?"
That's funny.
And I said, "Yeah, it's starting to get exciting." He's like, "Man, game week. That's what it's all about." Like, yep.
All right. Feedback coming in regarding the Tigers. We're just asking fans. Look, this is back-to-back series wins. They're, you know, offensively, the two wins in Chicago were nothing to behold. These aren't, you know, you're not going to use this as an example of how good the offense can be. But they are back-to-back series wins. Are you feeling any better? Chris in Rochester says, "I feel better after yesterday's win to the lowly White Sox, all part of the fact that one of our rising stars pitched a gem, and our bullpen did not choke. Our bats are less of a concern to me than pitching. So, yes, pitching was strong, as was our defense. I feel better." John and Fenton, "Tigers feeling better but not confident. They put three more games behind them, winning two of three. That means the Guardians have fewer opportunities to catch the Tigers, but anything can happen. Do not like the fact that AJ is still trying to figure out our pitching staff this late in the season. Not a good sign." From John and Fenton. Well, no, it's not. What is intriguing is that there are options. Like, Melton right now is making a case. How they use Melton will be interesting, because there's probably a number that they don't want him to go beyond in terms of innings pitched. But if you get to the postseason and he's still out there pitching well, screw the number. You're trying to win a World Series, right?
Yes.
But that might mean you're going to spot start him the rest of the way to minimize the taxing on his arm between now and the postseason. If, you know, I know there's some people saying, if you get there, got it. But there's a fine line of massaging his innings, rationing them, still trying to make sure you get there and you get one of the top two seeds, but also have him ready to go in the for postseason play too, right?
Exactly. I mean, you've looking at what this team has with the rotation. You've got Scooble, who you know.
Yep.
You're hopeful that Mize is going to be consistent. Jack Flaherty is up in the air right now because it's not been great starts from Jack Flaherty lately, but slightly encouraging with what we saw the other day. I mean, he got hit, but they were the softest hits you'll ever see. And then you've got some sort of combination after that with Morton, Melton, and Paddock, and Gibson Long. I think there's four pitchers there that can get the two rotational spots and do some sort of combination of it. And maybe that's exactly what happens with rationing the innings for Melton, is because you've got these other guys you can go to.
By the way, out on the field right now, a lot of special teams work between these two teams. A lot of kickoff return and kick coverage for both the Lions and the Miami Dolphins. From Jordan and Petoskey, hey guys, I love the show. I feel a bit better having Finnegan being able to accept the eighth inning role. Vest has been dominant in the ninth, but horrible in the eighth. That's from Jordan and Petoskey. Yeah, his numbers between the eighth and ninth have been different. You know, I mean, it's one of those weird subtleties of the game. Why? You know, if it's a high leverage situation, it's late in the game, there's pressure, right?
Correct.
Pressure no matter what, if it's the eighth or the ninth.
Well,
in a tight game. But.
And Hinch doesn't really care who's labeled a closer. He wants, you know, he's going to put the guys out there, the best matchup for the team, whoever's pitching the eighth and ninth inning. It's not set in stone. So, I mean, it'd be great if Vest could go out there in the eighth inning and just have the mindset that it's the ninth or whatever the case is. I've been encouraged with how Will Vest has kind of turned things around the last few outings for him. But Kyle Finnegan's been great. He's found that the right mix of pitches to throw. You know, he was good to very good with Washington before he came over here. I know the ERA was elevated, but it was just literally a handful of bad outings. And he had 40 outings with that team. 31 of them were scoreless. So coming to the Tigers, he's been very good at this point.
He has, and it's funny because the perception at the time was they didn't do enough. If people knew that they had a lockdown guy in the eighth inning, that they got that back, I just don't think people knew Kyle Finnegan well enough. You know?
Yeah, I think you're right. And it also was just the disappointment that people wanted others to be traded to the Tigers at that time, and they weren't.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Do I feel better? Why do you even have to ask that question? This is it. These are the Tigers we see. This is who they are. Since the All-Star break, since the deadline, it hasn't gotten any better. They barely win a game against a horrible team, 1-0 game. They win without power. Yeah, they won the game, but they're weak. And everybody sees that, and Hinch has to play chess every time to barely squeak out a win. You guys are nuts if you think they're going to win anything this year. They're terrible. They've lost a huge lead. They've got nothing. That's from Paul and Ipsy.
J-Mo.
J-Mo just scored a touchdown.
Deep pass.
Yeah.
Had the guy beat by two steps at least, and it was perfectly thrown.
Paul and Ipsy. That is one hell of a text message.
Well thrown ball. I think it was Jalen Waddle going deep there. They did not complete it.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm guessing you didn't hear pay any attention to that text message.
Not one bit. Sorry. Come back at me, Doug. What was that?
Do I feel better? Why do you even have to ask that question? This is it. These are the Tigers we see. This is who they are. Since the All-Star break, since the deadline, it hasn't gotten any better. They barely win against a horrible team. 1-0 games. They win without power. Yeah, they won the game, but they're weak, and everybody sees that, and Hinch has to play chess every time to barely squeak out a win. You guys are nuts if you think they're going to win anything this year. They're terrible. They've lost a huge lead. They've got nothing. That's from Paul and Ipsy.
So Goff hit Jameson Williams on a deep pass for the touchdown. Look, that's not – I mean, fair enough. This guy's upset. He thinks – I'm surprised it's not all caps the way that he was writing that. But, I mean, it's baseball. How many other teams are playing, like, the best of their capability at this point? You got the Brewers.
The Brewers are doing what the Tigers did earlier.
The Brewers,
right?
The Mariners, and the Blue Jays are kind of playing the best baseball right now. But teams that were really good aren't playing their best baseball right now. The Mets, the Tigers, the Yankees, the Dodgers. You know, these are teams that aren't playing great. Even Houston is kind of calmed down. So, if the playoffs started tomorrow, I'd be concerned. But they don't. So I'm not terribly concerned. They did win the series against the White Sox. I'm sorry they didn't sweep them or didn't score enough runs to your satisfaction, but, you know, Cleveland won their series against the White Sox as well, but they lost a game.
Yeah.
You know, and Cleveland lost last night, and I guess people aren't as concerned about Cleveland maybe anymore. They're just worried about what the Tigers are doing.
Okay, we got ones versus ones going on in front of us. We'll get back to some Lions coverage as Lions just got a long run from David Montgomery offensively, defensively, incompletion on a deep ball for Miami. We'll tell you what we're seeing. 248-539-9797. It's getting good out here at Allen Park. Some football talk next here on 97.1 The Ticket.